السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One brother sent me an inquiry and a question about verse number 10, chapter Al-Ankabut. Verse number 10, chapter Al-Ankabut. And when you read the verse, the bottom line of this meaning of the verse is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us, if the fitna and calamity of the dunya and a scare of the condition of the dunya will be equal the torture of Allah. I want you to read the verse carefully. This is a very scary verse. Because what is the bottom line? The bottom line is when my nafs, my hawa, my desire, my ego, my arrogance, my family problem, my whatever affair, finance problem, whatever I like and dislike, whatever the condition in the ummah, whatever the condition of the oppressor, whatever somebody oppressed me or I lost or I have a calamity or I have a disease or something happened to me or I get divorced or whatever happened. What happened if I deal with it to the point I am so occupied? I'm so occupied with all this drama above Akhirah and above the promise of Allah in Jannah and the fear of Allah and torture from Jahannam. When you look at us today to explain this verse, when you look at our way of occupation, how I'm occupied? I'm occupied with my daughter, my son, job, husband. This, that, you name it, economy, condition of the ummah, is no ending. The drama is no ending. Who generated the drama? Shaitan. Who accepted and opened the door for the movie of the drama? Is me. Why? Arrogant. The nafs is high. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us. What happened if all this condition, I put it equal the torture of Allah? What it mean? Why Allah use this terminology? Because you tell me, whatever going on in my life is occupy me, and I'm so indulged in it. It take my time, my thought, my feeling above the promise of torture of Allah. When you look at the companion of Rasulullah, even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them has one thing in common. Fear Allah, have taqwa, fear Jahannam, try to gain the rahmah of Allah and try to reach Jannah. That's it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a lot of drama. The companion have a lot of drama. A lot of calamity, a lot of situation, a lot of condition. But what they did, what the advice of Rasulullah is, go to Allah, be patient, go to Allah, be patient, go to Allah. And in the meantime, go to Allah, be patient, and continue living for the message. Don't ever forget this. Go to Allah, be patient, and continue living for the message. Not crying over condition, not talk about it and indulge in it. Extremely important. Extremely important. But let me give you bad news. What happened if the nafs is high? If the arrogance is so high? If the ego is so high? I bear witness to Allah. I see it over and over again. When the ego of the person, when the arrogance of the person above the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, da'wah, the bounty of Allah, the goodness sake, this is the price. You remember when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, nobody enter Jannah with a datan atom. Datan atom of arrogance. Why we behave this way with each other? Read the hadith, I share it with you. This hadith is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. And in the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, his ummah will go back to whatever they start from. What it meaning? Ignorant, jahiliyyah. They will kill each other. Look at us today. We cannot be united. We cannot be good. We're ready to flip. We're ready to make a drama over every word and every action. What it meaning? Is the da'wah to Allah, the relationship with each other is not high? Is the work for sabilillah is not high? Imagine when somebody tell me, I have no zeal anymore. I don't feel like I want to work for this field anymore. Imagine Allah grant you the best of the best to work for Allah. And now you turn back and you said, I don't feel like it. Just like that. Just like that. By the way, in the end of time, we are in it. People will flip. By the way, go back to the verse number 10. If my iman intact and I'm living akhirah, you think my nafs will be above akhirah? Remember Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam commit a sin. He keep crying to Allah, asking for forgiveness. According to different riwayat, different narration, he was crying to Allah for 40 days. Some people said 40 months. Some people even said 40 years. Making sujood and making istighfar until Allah accept. In the other hand, what shaitan did, he said, you tricked me. Arrogant and ego. Look at each other today. Okay? Because the end of time, shaitan will make us divided. All over the ummah is division after division, division after division. Ask yourself, is me generating division or generating unity? Is me seeking division or seeking unity? Is me seeking goodness of Allah or seeking whatever? Is me have a humble and humility and ask for forgiveness? Today, let's talk about it, this another topic. You know, today when we make mistake or something, forgive me, I did a mistake. Can you talk like that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If your daughter and son came and talked to you like that, you will accept it? Is this the way you respected your parents or somebody elder? Is this even the way you respect each other for sabilillah? Is this why we respect the goodness? I'm still in verse number 10. It's still the same. I'm just trying to give you life example of different style. When the husband complain about the wife complain about the husband, the kids complain about this, we complain about the ruler, this complain about this, this complain about that. You remember Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahmatullah, what he said? He said, if Allah give you a trial or calamity, and you indulge in the calamity, you fail. But why Allah give you a trial? To check your iman. To check what you're going to do. Are you going to behave according to Allah? Or are you going to behave according to genetic and ego and whatever? Wallahi, I swear by Allah. Today I see people behave like not even 7 years old kids. Where's Islam? Where's iman? Where's the journey? Where's the relationship? Where's the value? Where's Jannah? Where's Allah? Imagine if I dropped it now, what I'm going to say to Allah? I'm a child? I behave this way? Because this is what we're doing. And what's happening to the ummah? Division after division, no unity, no leadership, no nothing. And we're just blaming, complaining. What it mean now? Meaning, my dunya perspective, my ego and my arrogance, my nafs is above akhirah. Because don't ever forget this question. Whatever the way you behave, ask yourself if you drop dead tonight. Can you satisfied about your behavior? Can you? Can you say to Allah, I did my utmost? Now you have to understand, fitan is too many kind. You have the fitan of family, money, children, this, that, you name it. Everything in this life is fitan, a trial. And the highest trial is the trial of the fitna in the deen. This is why the famous dua, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. Oh Allah, don't make my musibah in my deen. And when you study this topic, you will find the majority will fail, and very few will pass. Very few. And you have to know, when a time, in the end of time, the things will happen, it will be very fast. Very fast. Time is very fast. Action is very fast. Mistake will be very fast. Correction will be very slow. Or even nothing. And this why, if you do not have the proper iman, the proper guidance, the proper closeness to Allah, you will be finished. This why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make the dua, O Allah, the one who changed the status of the heart, hold my heart toward you. What happens if my heart is not united to Allah and Iman? I have no quality. I have no quality. Shaitan will take over. Why? Lack of zikrullah. I saw it. I saw a lot of people try to do good deed, but they hardly remember Allah. They hardly sit down and spend some time for Allah. And what happened? Now shaitan will come. And the nafs will become, now I want reward. I want somebody to tell me how good am I. How dare so and so do this. How? And now shaitan manipulates you to make you, now where's ikhlas? You're really working for Allah? You're really working for Allah? Or are you waiting for something? And when this happened, the absence of the sweetness of Iman, the absence of unity with Allah. And when this happened, again, nafs, shaitan, genetic disease of the heart, and shaitan will generate all kind of condition. But why my heart, the sick one, will absorb the advice of shaitan above the advice of Allah? Because the reality of my iman is not there. My iman is hollow. Is not strong. And this why in the end of time, the majority will follow Dajjal. This is a musibah. And after that, shaitan will make you a troublemaker. Generate a calamity, generate a situation by yourself. Imagine when we generate the calamity by our hand. Imagine when we generate the fitna by our hand. Because you have a fitna out of your hand, it happened to you by the qadr of Allah, and you have a fitna, you generate it, you indulge it, you wake it up. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned, Allah curses those who open the fitna and division. Imagine Allah curse, and I don't care. My ego and my arrogance above all the goodness. Allahu Akbar. And this, it will follow by again, division, disunity, and the heart will be bitter. The heart will carry stuff in the heart. Because if your heart have iman, you do not carry garbage. You do not carry things. You do not hold tight for 2, 3 months, 4 months, whatever, or a year, over something happened or didn't happen, you do not know. No, a mu'min address. Look at the companion, read. When a companion have different dispute about anything, you find the companion good, the companion. Oh brother, this happened today. Why you call me this day? Why you do this? He said, wait until tomorrow. He said, no. I don't want to sleep with dirty heart. They used to finish the affair quick, before the end of night. They want to sleep with a clear heart. Today I hear it. I hear it from wife to husband, husband to wife, people to each other, supposed to be brother and sister, and they start calculating, you remember what happened last year, last 6 months, last, excuse me, you have an issue, why you don't raise it right away? Why you do not? Why you keep it and amplify it and allow Satan to work on it? And if I drop dead now, and this again go back to verse of 10, if my iman is alive, I fear Allah, I fear Jahannam. What I will do? I will do like the companion. Go to my brother, please forgive me. Talk to me, tell me what happened. And I said my case. Now what happened if the brother refused? I try again, I humble myself. Similar to wife to husband, husband to wife, kid to parents. What about Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I make istighfar and tawbah 100 times a day. What will happen if we continue like that? Disunity? No love? No unity? And now the shaitan will eat each other alive. Because you're going to be now individual. No jama'ah, no unity, no leader, no consultation, no nothing. And now I am generating fitna and I'm indulging in fitna. This unity, if we have unity with Allah, unity for loving Jannah, unity of fearing Jahannam, everything will be governed by that. Not my nafs, not my ego. Oh, but I tell him, he tell me, and she tell me, and all this Indian movie. Somebody tell me, stop calling Indian and stop calling Indian. I call it Indian, I call it Bengali, I call it Arabic. Because, you see, you do not understand my term. We're supposed to be a Muslim. We're supposed to follow Allah wa Rasulu, not a talk, not a drama. But if this word hurt you, ask yourself why. And if I made a mistake, make dua for me. Why you carry it against me? Is our relationship too cheap? So cheap? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajoon. Again, this is the sign of the end of time. By this way, what happened if I have no humble and humility? I have no ikhlas in the relationship. I have no unity with Allah. I have no dhikr of Allah. I have no awareness about Jannah and Jahannam. This is the price. This is the price. And now, what will happen? What happened is like when you get ill. When you get ill and the medicine does not work. Doctor cannot cure. Your money cannot help you. Even your loved one, they promise to visit and they never visit. And people start to forget about you. Why? Why Allah do it this way? Allah tell you, come to me. Allah tell you, come to me. I'm the only one for you. I'm the only one for you. And now all of a sudden, you start realizing the truth. By this way, all what I'm talking about is normal. Normal and abnormal. If we have iman, we know what we have to do. Finished, according to Allah wa Rasulullah. If the iman go down, genetic come up, culture and custom, you tell me, he tell me why you said this, is no ending. And now, the musibah is, when you keep bickering until you change the condition. You generate the changing of condition Allah give you. You changing the bounty Allah give you. Look at all over the Ummah now. Country used to be rich, no more. People used to have houses, out. Who generate all this condition? Sure, the oppressor. But the oppressor and all this cannot be done without the will of Allah. Read all the verses I give you carefully. By this way, what happened if the ignorant, arrogant, envy, jealousy, hate, disease of the heart, lack of iman, lack of zikrullah, lack of thinking about akhirah, all what I tell you, it will happen. How I know now where I'm going? Very simple. All this, go back to the basic about iman. You're going to meet Allah, you're going to enter the grave, you're going to have either a grave full of paradise, valley of paradise, or a torture from Jahannam, according to your tongue, according to your heart. And remember, you're going to be questioned about what you have in your heart, what you say by your tongue. By this way, if my iman is alive, is this my behavior? Is this the way I talk? Allahumma altif ya Rabb. By this way, what is the answer about verse 10, chapter Al-Ankabut? Very simple. Is me busy with Allah? Is me busy with Akhirah? Is me really reflect over my behavior and my action and my talk according to Akhirah, according to Allah? Is me really indulge and involve and really serious about that? And what happens if I do not do that? All the above and all the drama will continue and will suck you. By this way, either I'm with Allah, believe in Allah, the promise of Allah, and how I'm going to die, I might die tonight. What is the purpose of my life? What I'm living for? Is me with the Dajjal or me with Allah? Because we are in an area and an era before Dajjal. Because if you are with Allah, you don't care if anything missing. And if Allah with you, you have everything. And if you have everything and you have no Allah, you have nothing. And if Allah love you, Allah make people love you. And if Allah make people love you, and Allah love you, what else do you want? And if Allah give you, if Allah love you, He give you sakina, tumanina, tranquility, peace, calmness, rahmah, wisdom. And now you deal with everything according to Allah. And if you're not with Allah, all this cannot help you. And Allah will not be with you. And nothing with you will benefit you. By this way, don't worry about any minus if you be content with Allah and you are with Allah. And the opposite, what happened if I do not do that? Doubt, worry, this, that, uncertainty. And again, causing calamity, causing envy, causing jealousy. But don't forget, Shaitan will not tell you all this. Shaitan will decorate it by different word. You like it. By this way, you will see the mistake of other and you will never see your own mistake. And where is this coming from? Again, lack of humble and humility to Allah and to other. Arrogant is the opposite of humble and humility. It makes you look to the mistake of everybody and will never make you look at your own mistake. And the opposite, when you have humble and humility, you blame yourself and you don't blame nobody. By this way, you always go back to the truth, follow the truth, humble to the truth. Easy to make istighfar and tawbah. Easy to tell the people, forgive me. Easy to be follow and easy to be follower. All this explanation, or tiny bit of explanation of verse number 10. By this way, it's very simple. Is me living iman or living assumption and division, accusation, uncertainty, arrogance and ego, and following my nafs? Please, I beg you for Allah, read all the verses I give you. Read the hadith very carefully I will elaborate more about what I said. Because if I'm worried about what I'm going to say to Allah, if what I'm doing now, it will please Allah, is the way I behave, it will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Allah will be pleased with me. You remember Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, when he made a mistake and he said about Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, his feet is too skinny. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Abu Dharr, you did something from Jahiliyyah. What Abu Dharr did, and he's a big status companion, he went to sleep, lie down in the floor, and he said, Ya Abdullah, take your feet and smash my face over it with your feet. Please forgive me. Right away. He didn't wait for 2 or 3 months. He didn't wait and make accusation after many months. He didn't wait and have something hidden in his heart. No. This people was living pure, clean. Because I do not want to sleep with something in my heart. I don't want it. I don't want it. How many times we heard that? But how many of us living that? My dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. We are in it. We are in the end of time. Read the hadith I give you. Read the hadith from the book of End or other. Read the ayat I give you. Read it carefully over and over again. Wallahi, it will give you all the answer you're looking for. Individual, collective, and an ummah. Please, let's fear Allah for a dot. Let's love Allah for a dot. Let's be honest and clean for a dot before it's too late. Because if we drop dead now, we cannot come back. Damage is done. Damage is done. And not only that, all these diseases you will give it to your own children. You will give it to your own children. You will spread it around. My dear brother and sister in Islam, journey of Iman is high. Pleasing Allah is high. And the bottom line of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants anything to do with Allah to be number one, to be the highest. And all the dunya affair is very low, is insignificant. This is what the whole verse of 10 meaning. Please read all my advice, read all the verses, and please be serious about my message. You like me, you don't like me, you hate me, just read the message. Don't worry about me. It's not the time for that. It's not the time for that. You want to live this journey? Go. You want to destroy yourself, dunya and akhirah? Go. It's not the time. This is not the time to behave like that. This is not the time at all. Value, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I don't understand if we mean and understand what meaning value. And this is what Allah wants. He wants us to value Jannah and ready to sacrifice anything for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to value Jahannam and get away from it. And if this is the case, anything toward Allah, anything belong to Allah, anything to unite us to Allah, we get united. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the basira and nur and hikmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from all the diseases of shayateen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, wallahi, I swear by Allah, any dirt in your heart will not damage nobody except yourself. Will not destroy nobody except yourself. It will never benefit you. It will hurt you. Hurt you so bad, dunya and akhirah. And most of all, it can snatch all the bounty from Allah from you. And will be too late. And after that, you go and try to make tawbah, it's too late. This is why when you study tawbah, you hurry to make tawbah. You hurry to cleanse your heart. You hurry to sleep with a clean heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our heart from everything displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rasuluh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in goodness sake. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality of humble and humility and real love of Allah, love mu'mineen, love goodness, love, not fake love, not fake love, real love. The love you're willing to sacrifice anything for this love. And may Allah give us the wisdom and basira and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. Today I'm living, tomorrow I'm dead. Today I have a chance, tomorrow I don't. And will be too late to come back. And yawm al-qiyamah, you wish to spend all the money in earth to correct your mistake, but it's too late. Oh Allah, put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and I do, and make this message a message of a wake-up call to me, to you, to everybody, and to unite us in goodness sake, Ya Allah, before it's too late. And give us the humility and humble and quality, Ya Muqeet, the owner of quality. Give us the quality beloved to you, Ya Allah. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. By the way, one sister, she tell me another point. I will elaborate in another message, inshallah, very shortly. The another question from the sister about how I can be optimistic in a time of all this condition. Remember, again, this iman. Iman make you believe in the promise of Allah. What your eyes see is a lie. What Allah promised is the truth. That's it. That's it. How many calamity happen in a time of prophet and messenger all over the history? Can they cry over it? No. We have a job to do. Because don't forget, we didn't get it until now. It's not the houses. It's not the people dying. What about Ashab al-Ukhdud, the people of the trench? All of them is dead. It looked calamity to us. No, it's not. They're going to Jannah, all of them. What the big deal? This is our problem. By the way, our problem, when we thinking all is dunya style. But if we think akhirah, even the people who structure, the people who are having hard time, the people under oppression, we make dua for them, and we make dua for ourselves, and we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them good ending, because we are next, one way or another. Please read all the verses I give you, listen to my session very well, and after that, please coming with reflection or question, inshallah. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.